We're going to continue with today's MAC football coaches media conference call, and we're pleased to be joined by Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And getting back to last week in a setback against Ohio, when getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
I thought offensively in the first two quarters, I thought we played quite well. I almost felt that we played as well as we did against Toledo. We did some good things running the football, and obviously our throw game was improved. The biggest negatives that took place offensively in the first half is we turned the football over. If we wouldn't have turned the football over in the first half, we could argue that that's as good as we played offensively since the Toledo game. But the turnovers did not help the cause, and then obviously we had a hard time stopping them defensively.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. As you transition and look ahead to Friday afternoon with a contest against Buffalo, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges the Bulls will present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think offensively this is as good a defensive front as we've seen all year long. I think both defensive ends are tremendous pass rushers. They're big, they're strong, they're physical. If you really look at it, they stopped the run. Penn State, I believe Penn State only had 97 yards, I think, total rushing against the Buffalo. They present a problem. You get down into third and long, and if you're not aware and are taking care of those defensive ends, you could have a long day. They're tremendous pass rushers. I think defensively, they're everything you believe in. Offensively, the challenges that they present, they're big and physical up front. They want to run the football. They've got a great tailback that is very difficult to tackle. And obviously, they got some weapons on the perimeter that are very good football players. In my opinion, just watching it, and no disrespect to anyone on our side of the conference, this might be the best team, without a doubt, that we're going to play. And just really impressed with how they do business. And they play really well. They're everything you believe in. They stop the run. They've got a great defensive front. And they know how to run the football, and they want to run the football. And I think they're a very well-wired team that has the right culture and has done some really, really good things over these last couple of years.
As you look at your Falcons heading into this final regular season contest, what do you want to see from your Falcons out of this last game?
Fight. We need to try to play full four quarters. We've been a team that's been up and down. At times we play a good brand of football, and at times we don't. Love to see in this last week our team try to play a complete game and play to our very best ability.
For Grant Loy, what do you look to see from him in leading your offense in this finale?
Well, he's got to take care of the football. We've got a huge challenge in front of us in terms of, just like I said, I think these pass rushers are the best in the league. We've got to make sure that when we're in throwing situations that we're pushing the pocket. These guys, they can come off the edge. They're excellent. They disrupt the passer. So we got to do we have to have, number one, a great plan to control these ends, and yet also really emphasize Grant pushing the pocket to avoid these wide rushers.
Certainly, for your perspective, your comment about the quality opponent that Buffalo presents, that's what you want to see in the final regular season game, to see where you stack up in the division, don't you?
No question about it. I just think they've done a great job of recruiting. Their culture's right. You watch the couple games that they've lost. They've been heartbreaking losses. I just think they've done a great job recruiting. And just like I said, they're wired the right way. They play good defense, and they want to run the ball. I mean, that's normally the formula to any good football program. And they've got plenty of skill on the perimeter to have some explosion plays in the pass game. But it all starts with great defense. It all starts with running the football. And if you can do that, those skilled athletes can make explosion plays for you on the perimeter. So they're wired the right way.
One of the positives in the loss against Ohio was the running game, and They've been Jones averaging over, 5.9 yards per carry. Same thing with Bryson Denley. Just talk about those two backs in your running game and a positive that you got out of the Ohio contest.
Yeah, the first half we were able to run the football, and it really complemented our pass game. And what really forced us out of the game in that first half was those two turnovers. We were going back and forth trading scores with Ohio. And then anytime that you have turnovers the way that we did, we had two in that first half, and that really, really changed the complexion of the game. I was super proud of our offensive line. I thought they played decent. And we were able to run the football. So the thing that broke our back was hands down the turnovers. And then obviously on defense, we didn't stop the run. And there was explosion plays everywhere.
Well, Coach Loeffler, we'll let you get back to preparation for Buffalo. Again, want to say thank you for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck on Friday afternoon. And certainly want to say thank you for your time all year. And wish you and your family and your entire program a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you so much for Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons coming off the 66-24 loss against Ohio. Again, in that contest, running back Davin Jones, 16 carries, 95 yards, and one touchdown. And Bryson Denley, 13 carries for 70 yards and one touchdown as well in that contest. For Bowling Green, they will be at Buffalo this coming Friday, November 29th. That game at noon Eastern, and available on ESPN+.